Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Words of truth and value. You'll find it on 657 AM.
Yeah, this is Radio Pulpit, my family. We're at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Welcome to the Thursday edition, Intimate Moments. My name is Thompson Mashakin. Good songs of worship tonight. Praise the Lord for that. The song that I played was by Joyous Celebration. His blood still works. When you look at Psalm 138, verse number 7, it says, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies. I love it. The Lord, my family, sees well, is the God of the covenant. He will never abandon you. He will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies. The Bible goes on to say, the Lord will perfect that which concerns me. I love this psalm. You know, when I was reading it, moya wa mina utshamiseka, because xikwembu le xivulavulaka, xikwembu le xikombisaka ndlela eka hina. Hi ta va hi ri kwihi loko ngi a xi nga rhumelanga Hosi Yesu Kreste leswaku ava hosi na muponisi wa hina na. And thank God for Calvary. Thank God for the gospel that has been preached to us. Namuntlha mina na wena hi yima kahle hina muponisi. Hina mufambisi anga Yesu Kriste. Even in this hour, music, it's a universal language. We love it tonight. Uli mnwango, ngiyamazi mhlengi wami. We bring in the conversation on Intimate Moments.
Inspiring lives with God's Word. Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic, Christian radio.
This is Intimate Moments. The conversation continues. We have read a scripture, my family, in the book of Hebrews, chapter number 13, verse 20. Let me read it again. Now may the God of peace, who is the author and the giver of peace, who brought again from among the dead our Lord Jesus Christ, that great shepherd of the sheep, by the blood that sealed, ratified the everlasting agreement, covenant, or testament. Moving forward, we are just answering this question, Muruti and the family. When are we supposed to keep this covenant according to the Bible? Let's have the conversation, Maruti.
When are we... Look, we know what a covenant is. We know who the God is that we serve, the God that makes a covenant. But then, when are we as human beings supposed to give, to keep this covenant? Let's look at an example of Daniel in the lion's den. Daniel, although he was being persecuted, he kept on trusting God. He never even doubted. Despite the threat of the lion, of the lions, Daniel continued with his daily prayers. His obedience wasn't seasoned. It was consistent. So it wasn't seasonal. It was very consistent. It was showing that the covenant of faithfulness, even though it's under pressure, he will keep to it. So to answer the question, when are we supposed to keep the covenant? We keep the covenant each and every day that we live. All the time we need to keep the covenant. Psalm 89, verses 33 to 34 reminds us, "Nevertheless, my loving kindness will I not utterly take from him." And it says further, "My covenant will I not break." Those were the songs of David. So covenant keeping is not seasonal. It's daily. It's every hour. It's every minute. Just as Israel remembered God through feasts, through sacrifices, through laws, we are also called to live in obedience every single day. So we should not make a God's covenant something that we do on a Sunday or at Christmas or during the Easters. The covenant that we have to keep should be made a covenant living of. It should be a covenant living in a lifestyle of keeping the covenant with God. We should not let our choice. We should let our choices reflect our relationship with God consistently, not on occasion. Covenant keeping is not an event; it's a way of life. So, keeping the covenant isn't about perfection. It's about the faithful pursuit of God's word. God equips us through his spirit and his grace to walk in his ways. So when we walk in God's ways, that's when we keep his covenant. That's when we keep his agreement, an agreement to say, we are your children. We will follow in the footsteps of Jesus Christ. That's what we do when we say we want to keep the covenant of God. That's the main thing. When do we keep it? We keep it every day. And we keep it by showing it with our lives. You know, I can't be preaching to you today, and when I go out there, I'm somebody different. I've got to be the same person that if I say, let's keep God's covenant, I need to be an example of keeping his covenant. When I pray, when I say ask you to pray, we all pray together. I must be a prayerful person because I'm saying to you, let us pray. So covenant keeping is not only by reading the word, by preaching the word, by teaching the word. It's also a lifestyle. It's also by the way we live. So let us keep God's covenant by, one, the way we live. Secondly, it should be a daily thing. It should be every minute, every hour, not on occasions, not on Christmas, not on Easter, not on our birthday. It should be something that's constant, that's consistent, that's always there. We need to always be remembering that the God that has formed a covenant with us is always there with us. He promised, I will be there with you. Like he promised Moses, when you go to speak to Pharaoh, I will be with you. So we know wherever God sends us, he is there with us. He is a covenant-keeping God. So our keeping of the covenant should be on a daily basis and not just on occasions when we remember him on a Sunday when the pastor is preaching. Only then do we remember, oh, I've got to pray. Oh, I've got to read the word of God. No, it shouldn't be like that. So this means we pray daily. We study the scriptures daily. We continue to build ourselves up. We continue to empower ourselves, to capacitate ourselves so that we are able to live according to God's word, so that we are able to give, to keep God's covenant.
I am loving that, my family. Maruti, thank you so much for reminding the family that it's not a seasonal thing. It is something that we are supposed to do on a daily basis. Remember, the word of the Lord says, this is the new covenant that I have with you. And the new covenant today is the covenant of the blood. That's why the Bible says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. So in this covenant, we are blessed. In this covenant, we read the word. In this covenant, we pray.
We pray.
I love it.
And how we behave.
Do you
love your neighbor?
When your
neighbor is running short of a bit of salt,
right.
Do you help?
I love.
You know, because that is a covenant living lifestyle.
I love it.
You know,
man.
If we can take anything out of this of keeping a covenant with God is make covenant living a lifestyle. Make covenant living a lifestyle.
Sure.
Your choices should reflect your relationship with God, and it should be consistent, and it should not be occasional. Consistently so.
Let's go back into the reading of the Bible in this covenant. How crucial it is. Reading of the Bible, studying of the Bible, because it's a covenantal thing between ourselves and the Lord.
Yes, when we get saved,
right?
When we get to understand who Jesus is, who God is, and all that, when we start to study the Bible, we are told to have a prayerful life. We are told to have a prayerful life, and that prayerful life should carry on. It cannot be for now. And then an hour later, I'm not praying. You know, prayer is not only going on your knees, dear family. Prayer is whatever you are doing. You remember that you are here for God's purpose. You're not here for your own purpose. You're here for God's purpose. You are here because God has placed you on earth for a certain purpose. And it doesn't matter in what kind of lifestyle, what kind of social lifestyle you live. You are here because God placed you here
for a certain
purpose. So whatever you do, keep remembering that I am here for God's purpose. And consistently think about it. Consistently study his word. Consistently pray. Consistently live peacefully with your neighbors.
Now, that's why the Bible says, follow peace with all men. And holiness without which no man shall see the Lord.
Yes.
You are emphasizing, be at peace with your fellow man.
Yes.
My family, we continue with this. And I must say that we are going to read more scriptures trying to understand this covenant. But we were answering the question, when are we supposed to keep the covenant?
And it's always.
Love it.
Always.
Thank you very much. We continue, my family.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want?
Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
We are still together and we are grateful to have you on board as a child of God. Well, we are so excited because we have seen that it is crucial to remain and to keep the covenant, not seasonally, but daily. But I want us to look at the new versus the old, the difference thereof. Welcome back as we are about to close, my dear brother.
No, thank you so much, my dear brother. Yes, these covenants differ.
Yeah.
And not differ in that they say different things. They differ because they are the old ones.
Uh-huh.
And there's actually a new one.
And I want you to just delve around that. And moreover, I love the scripture that we read earlier on, you know, in Psalm 18 and verse number 34.
Yes.
It says, "My covenant will I not break.
Yes.
Nor alter the thing that has gone out of my lips." Once I have sworn to David by my holiness, his descendants will be like this and this and this and that. Talk to me.
When you bring David in, I realize we didn't give all the examples of the covenants that God made in the Bible. We just spoke about Abraham, and I spoke about Jesus. So I want us to go back and just try and enlist all the covenants that God has with his people. The very first one, it's in Genesis 3. It's called the Adamic covenant, which is what God says, a redeemer, who is Jesus Christ, will come through the woman's seed. The next covenant comes in Genesis 9. I spoke about it where God had a covenant with Noah, the rainbow covenant, where he said he will never again destroy the earth by the flood. That is called the Noahic covenant. That's in Genesis 9. Then the other one, the main one that we're speaking about today, is the Abrahamic covenant, which God talks about the land, God talks about Abraham's descendants, God talks about blessings to all nations. So that is a covenant that God made with Abraham. That's why it's called the Abrahamic covenant. That's Genesis 12, Genesis 15, and Genesis 16, if you want to refer to those covenants, to the covenant. Then we have the Mosaic covenant, which is an exodus, the move from Egypt to Canaan, which God gave to Moses. That's why it's called the Mosaic covenant. So it's a covenant about blessings for obedience. And if you don't obey, there will be curses that will follow you. That's a Mosaic covenant. That's in Exodus 19 to 24. And then we've got the Davidic covenant, which is all about David. You read about that in 2 Samuel, I think chapter 7, which is the eternal throne, the covenant that God made with David to say, your descendants will hold the eternal throne. And we know that Jesus Christ came from David's throne, David's lineage. Then we've got something called the New Covenant, which is a covenant of forgiveness, a covenant of heart transformation, a covenant of personal access to God, which gets brought about by Jesus Christ. That's the New Covenant, which you can find in Jeremiah 31 and Luke 22. And then lastly, we've got the everlasting covenant, which you find in Isaiah 55, verse 3, and in the scripture that we read earlier, Hebrews 13, verse 20, which talks about eternal life and relationship with God through Christ. So those are the seven major covenants that we have. There are, of course, minor ones, but these ones are the major and the most known covenants. So let's talk about the Old Covenant. The Old Covenant is what God has been making with his children in the wilderness before, when Adam came to being, the first covenant that he made with Adam, and so on and so on, until he gets to David. He's been making all those covenants with different people or various people until he gets to David, which is the Davidic covenant. Then from there comes the new covenant, which is now what Jeremiah as a prophet and Isaiah as a prophet talk about. They talk about Jesus Christ coming down to earth, being sent by our Father, his Father, to come and take away our sin. God had seen that we have sinned and we are sinning. He sent the prophets to say to his people, listen, what you are doing is wrong. But because I'm a God of forgiveness, I'm a God that wants you to have access to me, I will send prophets that will come and warn you about what's going to come. That will predict that you're gonna have a Messiah. You are going to be rescued from the sin. And the last one in Hebrews, that's where now God gives us his covenant about the relationship that we have with him through Christ. So those are the old and the new covenants. Okay, the other new covenant that we can mention as an example is the Last Supper. In Luke 22, verse 20. I don't know how nali ona ko ngana mre na roba leyona. Luke 22, verse 20.
Luke 22, my family.
Yes, verse 20.
Yes.
Yes.
As I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord on intimate moments. And it's nice when we look at the word, you know, and explain to the beautiful family what is it that we're talking about.
Yes.
And I'm reading Luke 22, verse number
20.
Number 20, my family, the Bible says, and in like manner he took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament or covenant ratified in my blood, which is shed, poured out for you.
See, so that is the covenant that Jesus makes with us, which is another new covenant that is made. So Jesus declares, the cup is the new covenant in my blood. We're talking covenant, we're talking new covenant.
Mm-hmm.
So this moment fulfills what Prophet Jeremiah said when he said, God will send you a Messiah. God will send you a Messiah. So we'll be transitioning from the law on the tablets to the grace that we can access in God through Jesus Christ.
I hear you.
Yes. And there is this grace that is there for us to access. We can only access this grace through Jesus Christ, through the blood, which is the covenant that Jesus made.
And moreover, on that, servant of the Lord, the laws will no longer be written on the tablets. It will be in our hearts.
It will be written in our hearts.
Yes.
Now. Not on the tablets. Not the Mosaic covenant.
Talk to me.
Not the Mosaic covenant. Moses, when he went up Mount Sinai, the covenants, the agreements were written on tablets. Now, we do not have, that was the old covenant that God made. Now, the new covenant is, it will be written in your hearts, not on the tablets.
Mm.
If you've, if it's on the tablet,
yeah,
it's on the tablet of your heart.
Now, and then no one will be able to teach each other, know the Lord, because the Bible says, they will know me from the least to the greatest.
Absolutely.
Talk to me.
Absolutely. God mentions that, knowing that he has sent his word in Jesus Christ to come and teach us how to access God's grace.
Come on now.
Because in everything, in everything that we do, we want to, we want to access God's grace.
Lovely.
We want to have a relationship with God. Now, Jesus comes, gives us that access through his teachings to say, you can access God's grace.
Fantastic.
Through the covenant of my blood.
Uh-huh.
I'm dying for you on the cross.
Hallelujah.
And that the blood,
hallelujah,
the blood that was that flown from my body.
Mm.
That is the covenant. Now, when we have Holy Communion, he reminds us to say, this cup that you're drinking, must remind you of the covenant that God made, that I will send a Messiah to come and rescue you from sin. Okay, so when we drink from the cup, whether it's juice, whether whatever we drink from the cup, it's a remembrance of God's covenant, that I will send a Messiah. And this Messiah will come and save you from sin. This Messiah will come and give you access to me.
Murut, I think we are going to take it from there next week. Just a word of prayer to the family for these enlightening teachings of the Bible. Just say a word of prayer tonight.
Thank you, Father. We thank you for all the teachings. We thank you, Lord, for opening our hearts. We thank you for opening our minds. We thank you, Lord, that you gave us access to your grace. And Father, may we live according to your word. May we live following in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, who is our Savior, who is our Lord and Savior. May we always know that all the covenants that you made are covenants that are there to give us access to you, that we can always know that we are your children. Father, we thank you for your word. In the wonderful name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
That's it. Dadem Go Ephraim, the servant of the Lord, thank you for coming through.
I thank you, Tatumasha, again. And I thank those family members that are there listening to us, that are engaging with us on various platforms.
Yes.
And for allowing us to be in their dining, sitting rooms, in their cars, in their radios. We thank them because they allow us to visit them.
Blessings to you, servant of the Lord.
Amen.
Radio Pulpit is more than just a radio station. We're a community. For over 40 years, we've been a trusted Christian voice, bringing God's word, encouragement, and hope into homes and businesses across South Africa and beyond. As a community radio station, we depend on your prayers, support, and partnership to continue broadcasting life-changing content. Together, we can build families, equip young leaders, and share Christ's message with the nation. You can support Radio Pulpit through once-off donations by way of EFT payment, Zapper and SnapScan, monthly debit orders, or even by leaving a bequest to ensure that this voice of hope continues for generations to come. Visit www.radiopulpit.co.za for banking details and QR codes. Stand with us, because Radio Pulpit needs you to survive and thrive.
We can safely say, you and I, God has spoken. And he has shown us the direction. The servant of the Lord will be back next week during this time on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Indeed, we are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV channel, audiobook 882. Wow, wow, wow. Let me go back to the scripture that I read earlier on. In Psalm 138, verse number
servant. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endureth forever. Do not forsake the works of your own hands. He will never forsake you. Well, we have come to the end of the show. And we thank God for you that you are kept by the grace, kept by his love, kept by his power. And now you and I can really testify and say he is the God of the covenant. Finally, when you read at the book of Jude 24, since well the servant of the Lord spoke well and preached, the Bible says in verse number 24, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. My family, we leave it here. Blessings to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. My name is Thompson Mashakini. Thank you for listening. Shalom and goodbye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.